Hey everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. I've noticed these DIY projects a lot in large organizations and in industry associations. Usually happens when something is required, but is new enough that there's not a lot of other options. For example, soft skill training done at scale. Or in the association market, training that is required by authorities like certification. The problem is that buyers don't see a problem to solve here. To use training as an example, if attendees rave about the program, there's no reason to change it. My favorite strategy? When buyers love what they have, we have to create a reason for them to change. And the biggest trigger to plant those seeds of doubt? The fear of missing out, also known as FOMO. I love FOMO. Here are two of the best ways to introduce FOMO into a sales effort. In the content marketing space, the best way to get FOMO into the mix is by announcing changes. And they do not have to be objective ones. For example, if we're marketing a course that's better than the low-cost option, we can tout possible changes in attendee expectations. The message we want to get out here is that it's time to reassess what the buyer has. We want to create an opening to consider other options. And then, use a call to action to pave the way to learn more. Maybe a free assessment, a quiz to figure out what changes need to be made. That kind of effort opens the door for FOMO. Now, in sales conversations, we crack that door wider by discussing specific changes and impact. This 1-2 punch is a blend of research observations with open-ended questions. Now, to continue the training example, it could go something like, you know, we're hearing a lot of feedback about blah, blah, blah. What have you heard from your attendees? Let them talk for a while, and then something like, well, we're being proactive here by including blah, blah, blah. Here's what we've learned as a result. Now, that last part is critical, because now we're talking about how popular the change is. This right here is a heads up that a bandwagon is forming and a lot of folks are jumping on it. The common denominator? Position the changes as a discovery that we are sharing. This intrigues the buyer because it's new information, and it also allows them to evaluate the new development for themselves. Keep in mind, these changes cannot be made by simple adjustments. That's where the buyer will consider first. If we give information that these changes are easier said than done, then we plant the seed that it's easier for the buyer to outsource this solution to us than recreate the wheel. Now, done consistently, this approach can use FOMO to drive change when the buyer is happy with their current system. Just play with this and watch what happens. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.